We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch, discussing some of the concepts of Hilchus Kibra V'Ein that can be learned from our Gemara. Taisus asks a question, that why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that Kibra V'Ein is not Doich Shabbos? Why can't we say a Sfarah? We know there's a halacha that if one's father and mother both requested something of him, his father asked him to bring him some water, his mother asked him to bring him some water, the halacha is, as is taught in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, that he has to first bring water to his father. Because the Gemara says he and his mother are both obligated in showing respect to their father. So, ask Taisus, just like we have a concept that one has to respect the father more than the mother, because both he and his mother are obligated in respecting the father, so too we should say a svari here. That one, if a father is telling a son, Chas v'Shalom, Tivim Chal Shabbos, he should have to do what his father says, what Hashem says, versus what his father says, for both he and his father are obligated in showing respect to Hashem. So Taisus answers that the only reason we know that there is indeed such a concept of Shehu v'imoy chayovim b'kfayr aviv is only after the Gemara over here teaches us this concept that the chiyuv of kavod hamakom comes before kavod avein, which in essence this Gemara is indeed teaching us that when faced with a dilemma, we follow the person who we have to respect most. So only after that halacha has been established in this Gemara is that other halacha applicable. But until we had that other Gemara, we did not really know the basis for the halacha in Masechta Kedushin. And based on this, the Beis Yosef explains in Siman Reish Mem why by Yisuri the Rabbanon we're going to discuss that not only is one obligated to follow what Hashem wants when it involves an Issa D'Raisa, as in the case of our Gemara, but even by an Issa D'Rabbanon, the same halacha applies. And the reason is, because even though we can make an argument, on one hand with Kibra V'Ein, which is a Chiyuv D'Raisa, on the other hand, with Kavod HaMakom, but Kavod HaMakom only by an Issa D'Rabbanon, which is not a D'Raisa. So why don't we say that the Chiyuv D'Raisa supersedes the Chiyuv D'Rabbanon? Says the Beis Yosef, because once there is an Issa D'Rabbanon, and not only is the son obligated to follow the words of the Rabbanon, but the father as well is obligated to follow Issa D'Rabbanon, and as the Gemara, as we quoted a moment ago, in Masechta Kedushin, teaches us that we always have to look at the situation that both of us have to respect. Since both the son and the father have to respect the Issa D'Rabbanon, even though the Kibra V'Ein is a D'Raisa, and here we're dealing with the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon comes first. The Taisus HaRosh gives a different answer to our original question, that once we established that the son and the mother have to do kibbutz of, so too we should say that the son and the father have to do kibbutz Hashem. Says the Taisus HaRosh that when the father tells the son to be mechallel Shabbos, the father isn't doing anything wrong. He's asking the son to do something wrong. So since the father isn't telling the son, he's not really doing anything wrong, so then we can't apply the concept, Sha'ata Vavicha chayovin b'kvoidi. Another way of understanding this is the way the Imre Moshe explains. The Imre Moshe says that what was the case that we quoted in Masechta Kedushin, where the father asked for some water and the mother asked for some water. So this son has now two mitzvahs to say in front of him. The mitzvahs to say of taking care of what his father asked for, the mitzvahs to say what his mother asked for. And the question is, what comes first? And there we indeed say that the mitzvah say of his father comes before the mitzvah say of his mother. However, in a situation where the mitzvah say that his father asks, and there's a mitzvah of Hashem, if we're going to say, as we indeed thought, as the Gemara's Havmin is, before we have the Slimud, that Esei Doichaloisa say, and even Esei Doichaloisa say, Sheyesh Beikaris, so therefore there is no Kavod HaMakom here. And that's why we would think that Kavod Aviv comes first. The Ktzos is in Siman Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph, quotes the Rashba. The Rashba asks a question, why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of kibud av v'em? And he answers that whenever there's a mitzvah that involves another individual receiving what I'm giving, and there's a concern that he may not agree to receive what I'm giving, there we don't make a bracha because he may not agree to accept. The person I'm giving tzedakah to, or want to give tzedakah to, may not accept my tzedakah. And if I will have made a bracha, it will turn out to be a bracha levatalah. The same thing, since a parent has the ability to be meichel on his kavod, so the halacha is, that's why you don't make a bracha on kibud av v'em. Ask the tzais, then in our Gemara, that where we're having a discussion and we're having a limud that Kavod HaMakom supersedes Kibud Av V'Eim. Of course Kavod HaMakom supersedes Kibud Av V'Eim, because Kibud Av V'Eim is a situation where the father can be Meichel. Kavod HaMakom is a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meichel. Answers the Ketzos, along the concept that we discussed in the previous year as well, that even though Kibud Av V'Eim is indeed a mitzvah, that the father has a right to be Meichel, still, as we keep on seeing throughout Shas, that Kibud Av V'Eim is such an important mitzvah, Hukash Kvoidom L'Kvoid HaMokoyim, and therefore, even though he has the right to be Meichel, we would still think that perhaps we ought to say Eser Doicha Loisa Say. But then he asks, if that's the case, and we're saying that Kibud Av V'Eim is such an important mitzvah, that even though he has the ability to be Meichel, that doesn't detract from the importance of the mitzvah, then the Rashba's question comes back into play. Why don't we make a bracha on Kibud Av V'Eim? So says the Ktzos, that that's part of what our Gemara is teaching us. That our Gemara is teaching us that even though Kibud Av V'Eim is so important, since we see that Kibud HaMakom supersedes Kibud Av V'Eim, and the Ktzos wants to suggest that the reason why Kibud HaMakom supersedes Kibud Av V'Eim is because Kibud Av V'Eim is indeed a mitzvah that one could avoid doing. How could one avoid doing that mitzvah? He could avoid doing that mitzvah by his parents being Meichel. That's exactly the only reason why our Gemara says that Kavod HaMakom supersedes Kibud Av V'Eim. A very big chiddush of the Ktzos. Dagos Maimonis asks a question. We know that even though, as we're learning, there's such an important mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Eim, if one's father is a Rasha, Chas V'Shalom, he's not obligated to do Kibud Av V'Eim. So ask Dagos Maimonis, if as our Gemara is teaching us, we're referring to a situation where the father told him to be Mechal Shabbos, so if he told him to be Mechal Shabbos, he's obviously a Rasha. And if he's a Rasha, then there's no mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. So the Kivega says a very beautiful Chiddush. He says, if indeed we would say that even in this situation, Esei Doichel Loisa say, then we wouldn't say that the father's a Rasha by telling the son to be Mechal Shabbos. Because the Torah is telling us, that Kibra of Aim supersedes Kabra Mokum. Only after the Torah told us that Kabra Mokum supersedes Kibra of Aim, then and only then is the father considered a Rasha. If not for the special limud, that doesn't make him into a Rasha. But then I saw another interesting teretz. I saw a very interesting teretz. We know that every invention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped get created in the world, it's not just for our convenience. It's to learn from it a halacha. And here too, I saw the Sefer Margolius HaShas quotes Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen, who says that the answer to this question that we're discussing, that why if the father tells him to be Mechal Shabbos, is he not considered a Rasha? And therefore, certainly there is no mitzvah kibbut avim, could be answered through the invention called the telephone. Because let's say the son is in one location, and the father is in another location, and the father is calling the son on the telephone. The father's in Israel when it's already after Shabbos, and for the son, it's still Shabbos. So the question is, does the son have to pick up the telephone? Because let's think about it, he says. The father who's making a phone call is not being Mechal Shabbos. The father, because by the father, it's after Shabbos. The son picking up the phone now is faced with the dilemma of our Gemara. On one hand, there's a mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im. His father is calling him. On the other hand, there's a concern of Chil Shabbos. That's the case. So that a father hasn't done anything wrong, and that's why it could be considered that there's a question of Kibra Ve'im without the father having done any other Aveira. There's also another very interesting concept that I saw the Mefarshim assume based on our Gemara. There's a question, we know, there's a question that the Torah speaks about a shear, and then many times in Halach we speak about chatzis shear. So everybody agrees that chatzis shear is awesome in a Torah by midat achila. Because the limud of kol chalev, from which we learn that there's is of chatzis shear, indeed speaks about shir achila. The question is, if by other isurim, is the same concept apply? So the Chacham Tzvi wants to bring a raya from our Gemara, that the Yeshuas Yaakov wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that there is no isur by chatzis shear. Because the Gemara continues that who says that this limud is referring to a situation where it's a lav shiyesh by chorus, basheli, cook for me, shkoitli, chef for me, maybe it's talking about a lav de mechamer. A lav de mechamer is only a lav, it's not a lav shiyesh by chorus. Says the Yeshua Shiakari, if the Chacham Tzvi is correct, that by chotzi shir, even if it's not midid achila, there's a full-fledged isur d'oraisa, so why don't we say, why do we have to come out to the case of Mechamer? We could say that the father told him to do something in Shabbos, but he told him to do less than the shear. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that teretz is because the Gemara indeed held that chatzis shear, if it's not midat achila, is not considered osam midaraisa at all.